the only thing that's going to stand is going to be the truth. And so we're going to investigate the truth tonight. And that's why the Bible says in John 17, in verse number 17, Jesus says, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word. Thy word is truth. I want you to come with me tonight to the book of Jeremiah and the Old Testament. We still believe that those things written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures, we might have hope. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 21, and we're going to start reading, Brother Webb, around verse number 8. Let me just set this up for you. At the time in the in Judah, they had a king. And there was a king, and his name was Zedekiah. Zedekiah was a very evil king. He led the people away from God. And now it was time for punishment. Zedekiah was concerned. He was worried. He was afraid because Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians were threatening war against the people of God. Zedekiah, he calls for the priest and he wants to know what should he do. And then God had to mention to him that because of his evil, that God was no longer going to fight his battle. God had to tell him, now what you need to do, go and tell them. I'm in verse number 8. He said, what I want you to do, no need to fight them because your sins have to be paid for. Because you have been disobedient, because you've been stiff-necked, because you've been hard-hearted, now your disobedience has to be paid for. And God was telling him, no need for you to fight because I'm not going to be with you. And so therefore, I want you to go tell the people. In Jeremiah 21, in verse number 8, listen to the Bible.
And unto this people,
thou shalt say,
thus saith the Lord.
Thus saith the Lord.
Behold. I set before you the way of life.
Now he says, tell the people they got a choice. I set before them the way of life. Come on, sir.
And the way of death.
And I set before the people the way of death. God says, you have a choice. You have a choice. If you fight against them, you're going to die. And so therefore, your punishment is going to be swift. You're going to go into Babylonian captivity because of your disobedience. And so therefore, Zedekiah had to recognize that him and the people of Judah, that God put before them a choice, the way of life, and the way of death. And I want you to understand this tonight, because this is the same thing I want to do tonight. I want to set before you the way of life and the way of death. Because you got to be mindful that in order to go to heaven, we must recognize that there is but one way. And if you don't follow that one way, then you're in the way of death. Now, you got to understand this as we look at this lesson, the way of life. Get for me Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7 in verse number 13. And I want you to understand this tonight, that there is no middle ground. That there is no middle ground. Either you're in the way of life or you're in the way of death. There's no middle ground tonight. There's no anybody straddling the fence tonight. There's nobody who's saying, well, I'm trying to make up my mind, because either you're in the way of life or you're in the way of death. Look at the Bible, Matthew chapter 7 and verse number 13. Listen to what the Bible says.
Enter ye in.
Now watch this now. The Bible says, enter ye in.
At the straight gate.
Now the Bible says, enter ye in at the straight gate.
For wide is the gate.
Watch this now. Because wide is the gate.
And broad is the way.
And broad is the way.
That leadeth to destruction.
But the Bible says it leads to destruction.
And
come on, read.
And many there be. Which go in.
Thereat. Come on, read.
Because straight is the gate.
Straight is the gate.
And narrow is the way.
Narrow is the way.
Which leadeth
unto life. It leads to life.
And few there be.
And few there be that find it. But you got to understand tonight, you got to look at the end of a thing. If you're in the way of life, the Bible says it's going to end in life. But the problem is, the Bible says only a few are going to find it. But then the Bible says that there is another way. There's a way of death. And the Bible says this way is wide, is broad. And the Bible says it leads to destruction. And the book says many are going to find that way. Now you got to understand, with Jesus, the only way, I said, to get to heaven, my friend, you got to follow Jesus, who is the only way. Jesus said in John chapter 14, when Jesus, at verse number 6, Jesus told his apostles, he said, I am the way. Now, I want you to notice what he says. I am the way. And whenever that T-H-E is in front of a singular noun, it means one and only. Jesus says, I am the way. I'm the one and only way. And no man can come to the Father except he come by me. If you want to go to heaven, you can't get to heaven without Jesus Christ. You got to follow what Jesus told you to do. And so therefore, the Bible helps us understand. Jesus said, I am the way. But you got to be careful, because the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 14 and verse number 12. If you can't find that, go to Proverbs chapter 16 and verse number 25. Because both of them say the same thing. Where the Bible says that there is a way. Now, you know what it says. It doesn't say there is the way, but it says a way. A means one among many, which means there are many ways. There is a way that leads. Bible said there's a way that seemeth right unto a man. But the Bible said, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And so I ask you the question tonight. Are you in the way of life, or are you in the way of death? That's the question tonight. Are you in the way of life? Are you in the way of death? Now, in looking at this lesson tonight, what I want you to see, I don't have my the eraser. I was going to erase. Is there? He said it's there. It's there, but I don't see it there. Oh, it's inside there. Okay. Oh, my goodness. I'm looking. That's why I can't see it. I'm looking. That's why I can. Thank you, sir. All right. Let's look at this. Now, remember, the Bible says that this way, the way of life, is straight. That means it's perplexing. You can't do whatever you want to do. It's narrow. But the Bible says it leads to life. And just a few are going to be over here. But over here, the Bible says that the gate is wide, is broad, but it leads to destruction. And many are going to find this particular way. Well, now, in order for God to get us, over here, God gave us, and we see, first of all, I want you to see this, that God gave man prophets. God gave man prophets. Now, a prophet is an interesting word. Two words put together. Pro means before. Phet comes from the word phonic, which means to speak. A prophet speaks before. He speaks or tells what's going to happen before it happens. Now, you got to understand this, that when it comes down to God, God had prophets. Look at your Bible. In the book of Amos, Old Testament, Amos chapter 3 and verse number 7. Then I'm going to need Matthew chapter 7 and verse number 15. I want you to watch this now, because God had prophets. He had prophets who spoke the word to the people. Because the Bible said in Amos chapter 3 and verse number 7, listen to the Bible.
Surely the Lord God
will do nothing. Will do nothing.
But he revealeth his secret.
God reveals his secret
unto his servants, the prophets.
God says, I'm not going to do anything until I reveal it to the prophets. God had prophets. I know that's right, because the Bible said in Hebrews chapter 1 and verse number 1, the Bible said, God, who has sundry time and in divers manner spake in time past unto our fathers by the prophets, but hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. I want you to watch this now. This is what God did to get us in the way of life. But the devil said, all right, if that's what God does, what the devil does, he duplicates everything God does. And say what the devil does, he duplicates it to make you think you're over here when in essence you're over here. The devil said, well, since God has prophets, guess what? I'm going to get me some prophets. The Bible tells us, the book says in Matthew 15 and verse number 7, watch what the Bible says.
7:15, beware of false prophets.
Watch this. Jesus said, beware of false prophets.
Which come to you.
You got to be careful, because just because a man say he comes from God, doesn't mean he's a man of God.
Yes, right.
You got to listen to what somebody is saying.
Yes, right.
I wasn't going to stay here long, but maybe I need to stay right here just for a moment.
Yes,
I say you got to be careful, because just because a man say he's come from God, doesn't mean that he is sent from God. Look at your Bible, Jeremiah. Let's go to Old Testament. In the book of Jeremiah chapter 23. Jeremiah 23, and let's start at verse number 21. In Jeremiah 23, in verse number 21, let's see what the Bible says.
I have not sent these prophets.
Watch what God says. God said, I didn't send these prophets.
Yet they ran.
But they ran.
I have not spoken to
them. They left with a message, but God says, I didn't send them.
Yet they prophesied.
Watch the book. Now read that again, Brother Webb.
I have not spoken to them.
I have not. Watch it. Go back. He says,
I have not sent these
God said, I have not sent these prophets.
Yet they ran.
But they ran.
I have not spoken to them.
God said, I didn't say nothing to them.
Yet they prophesied.
Yeah, they had. They're not prophesying. They prophesying.
That's right.
Yeah, because they're telling you stuff that God didn't say.
That's right.
God said, I didn't tell them nothing. But they're out there prophesying.
Yeah.
And the book says, watch the book.
But if they had stood in my counsel.
If they had stood in my counsel.
And had caused my people to hear.
My words.
Then they should have turned them from their evil ways.
From their evil ways.
And from the evil of their doing.
From the evil of their doing.
Am I a God at hand?
God says, I'm a God at hand.
Hath the Lord and not God afar off?
Come on and read.
Can any hide himself?
God says, can anybody hide themselves from me?
That I shall not see him.
That I will not see him. Come
say
on.
The Lord.
Say it the Lord.
Do not I feel heaven and earth?
God says, I feel heaven and my presence fill the earth.
Say it the Lord.
Say it the Lord.
I have heard what the prophet said.
Watch what God says. God says, I heard what they said.
That prophesy lies.
But they are prophesying lies.
In my name.
And they're doing it in my name.
Saying. I have dreamed.
Watch this now. They'll sit there and these fellows will tell you. The Lord spoke to me in my dream. But I stopped by to tell you. God said I didn't say nothing in a dream. Whatever God wants you to know. He put it in his book. The Bible is of no private interpretation. Whatever God says is in the book. That's why when a man preach, he ought to give you book, chapter, and verse. He shouldn't give you lip, tongue, and teeth. All right. And the book that God says, he said, they say in a dream, I have dreamed.
Come on and read, sir. I have a dream.
I have dreamed long.
How long shall this
be? God says, how long shall this be?
In the hearts of the prophets. That prophesy these lies. Yea.
They are prophets of their own deceit.
Of their own heart.
Watch this. They just telling you stuff of their own heart. Go to read.
Which thing to cause my people to forget my name.
Watch this now. They'll cause my people to forget my name.
By their dream. Which they tell every man. To his neighbor. As their fathers have forgotten my name.
Come on and read.
For Baal.
Come on and read.
The prophet that hath a dream.
God said if you go to sleep and have a dream.
Let him tell a dream.
You just tell a folk you went to sleep and had a dream. Don't tell nobody I spoke to you. Because God doesn't speak to anybody in secret.
Amen, amen.
Well, I wish I had time. He said, in secret have I said nothing. And so therefore the Bible says, come on and read, sir, come on.
And he that hath my word.
He that had my word.
Let him speak my word faithfully.
God said, if you got my word, you ought to speak my word faithfully. That's why the Bible said in 1 Peter 4:11, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. Yes. And the book says, come on, sir. And the book says,
what is the shaft?
Go and read.
Saith the Lord.
Saith the Lord.
Is not my word like as a fire?
He said, my word is like a fire.
Saith the Lord.
Saith the Lord.
And like a hammer.
And like a hammer.
That breaketh the rock in pieces.
Come on and read.
Behold.
Behold.
I am against the prophets.
I want you to watch what God says. God says, I'm against these prophets.
Saith the Lord.
Saith the Lord.
That steal my word.
See what God said? They steal. They take away my word. They'll take away what I said in order to tell you what they want you to know. But I want you to know man's words can't save you. The only thing that'll save you is the word of God. He said, they steal my words. Come on, sir.
Behold.
Behold.
I am against the prophets.
God said again, I'm against these prophets.
Saith the Lord.
Saith the Lord.
That use their tongues.
They use their tongue.
And say.
And say.
He said.
He said.
Behold.
They'll sit there and say, God said.
Yes.
God said, I didn't say nothing. They say, God said. God said, I didn't say nothing. I want to know who you're going to believe. The Bible said we ought to obey God rather than man. And the book said, come on, sir, come
behold,
on. Behold,
I am against them.
I'm against them.
That prophesy false dreams.
Prophesy these false dreams.
Saith the Lord.
Saith the Lord.
And do tell them.
And do tell them.
And cause my people to err.
Come on and read.
By their lies.
By their lies. See, I told you, they're not prophesying. They prophesying. He said they're doing this by their lies. Come on, sir.
And by their lightness.
And by their, they take, listen, they don't take my word seriously. Come on and read, sir.
Yet I have sent them not.
Come on and read. God said, I didn't send them.
Nor commanded them.
I didn't command them.
Therefore. They shall not profit this people at all.
You see what God says? They are of no benefit to you at all. Why are you listening to them? And they are of no benefit at all. Get from me the book of Deuteronomy. In the book of Deuteronomy, the chapter is 18. Deuteronomy chapter 18, and let's look at verse number 20. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 18 and verse number 20, let's look at the test of a prophet. Because he back then, they had the problem. They had individuals just like we got fellows and people today running around saying they prophets. And they, but that was a test of the prophet. In Deuteronomy 18 and verse number 20, watch what the Bible says.
For the prophets.
For the prophet.
Which shall presume to speak a word in my name.
God said, if a man say he's a prophet, and he speaks a word in my name.
Which I have not commanded.
Which I have not commanded.
To speak.
To speak.
Or that shall speak in the name of other gods.
Come on and read.
Even that prophet.
Even that prophet.
Shall die.
Watch, see what God says? God took this thing seriously. God says, if a man say he's a prophet, and speak a word that I didn't tell him to speak. God said, that man is going to die. Come on and read, sir.
And if thou say in thine heart.
If you say in your heart.
How shall we know the word which the Lord hath not
spoken? Watch this. How are we going to know? How will we know? Go ahead and read.
When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord.
When the prophet speaks in the name of the Lord.
If the thing follow not.
If the thing does not come to pass.
Nor come to pass. That is the thing which the Lord hath not spoken.
He said, listen, tell the prophet, tell me what it is God is going to do. If it doesn't come to pass, then you know that's not God's man. That's not God's man. Go to read, sir.
But the prophet has spoken it presumptuously.
He watched this down. He just spoke presumption. He spoke of himself. And the book says,
thou shalt not be afraid of him.
The Bible said, listen, you should not respect him at all. Anybody who does not come with the word of God, they are not to be respected at all. And they don't have time. But listen, and what happened? Ooh, that's a mighty big bug there. Yeah, that's a mighty, the devil trying to bother me. Get on. You got to go somewhere else tonight. All right. Listen, in the way of life, the Lord has prophets. In the way of death, the devil says, since he got prophets, I'm going to get me some prophets. And I want you to see this. In the way of life, the Lord, he had apostles. The Lord had those individuals. My friend, he had apostles. The Lord had apostles. Now, and you got folk today running around talking about their apostles. Well, you got to understand that an apostle, there were qualifications for an apostle. An apostle was one sent. But when an apostle was sent, he was sent with power. I don't have time to deal with all of this. Let's look at the qualifications of an apostle. Let's go to Acts chapter 1. In the book of Acts chapter 1 and verse number 20. In the book of Acts chapter 1, verse number 20, we see where Judas has died. And now there are 11 apostles. But now what's going to happen? The Lord is going to add another apostle. Another apostle is going to be added to the 11. Now that Judas has gone and hanged himself, and now they're going to add another apostle to the 11. Now watch what the Bible said. Now they have to find one. But watch the book now, Acts chapter 1, verse number 20. The book says,
For it is written. In the book of the Psalms. Let his habitation be taken.
Come on.
And let no man dwell therein.
Let no man dwell therein.
And his bishopric
or his office.
Let another take.
Come on, read.
Wherefore of these men. Which have company with us. All the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out. Among us.
Watch this. Number one, he had to have been a man.
Yeah. Okay.
Who was there. Yeah. When the Lord went in and out among them. Yeah. And the Bible says.
Beginning. From the baptism of John. Until the same day. That he was taken up from us. Must one be ordained.
To be a witness.
With us.
Watch this now. With us. In other words, to be an apostle, you had to have been there.
Yeah.
When Jesus was walking in and out among them. And from the time he was baptized by John, all the way till he stepped on a cloud and rode it on back to heaven. So I come by here to tell you, if a man is not about 2,000 years old, you know he's not an apostle. He's not an apostle. And listen, and what the devil did, the devil said, all right, well, since the Lord has apostles, the devil said, guess what? I'm going to get me some apostles. Get for me, brothers. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 in verse number 13. 2 Corinthians 11 in verse number 13. Watch what the Bible says.
For such are false apostles.
That's all I need for now. The Bible says that there are false apostles. You got people running around today talking about their apostles. Well, you got to understand, when Jesus sent those men, they were endued with power from on high. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 in verse number 12. In 2 Corinthians 12 in verse number 12, watch what the Bible says.
The signs of an apostle
were wrought among you
in all patience
in signs and wonders
and mighty deeds.
The Bible said these men, they were able to do signs, wonders, and mighty deeds. But these men were just not talking. They were able, my friend, with the baptismal measure of the Holy Spirit, to perform miracles. That these men were endued with that power from on high. And so therefore, my friend, you see, the devil said, well, since the Lord got apostles, I'm going to get me some. What's the devil trying to do? The devil want to make you think you're over here. You see, so the devil duplicates everything to make you think that you're over here. When the devil knows you're over here. Now remember now, over here, the Bible says it leads to destruction. And then, not only that, but the Lord has preachers. He has ministers. Now, you got to understand something about the minister. The Bible helps us understand that a minister has a charge. Every gospel preacher has a charge. You don't get up and preach what you think. You don't preach how you feel. You don't preach what you dream. But we got a charge to preach the word. It was Paul who told the young son in the gospel, Timothy. He said that from a child, thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. He said, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. It is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto every good work. In chapter 4, he says, I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and kingdom. He said, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when men will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. They shall turn away their ears from the truth, and they shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. But not to me only, but to all them that love his appearing. If you're going to preach, preach the word. Yeah, you got to preach the Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse number 10. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse number 10. Watch what the Bible says.
The preacher sought
to find out
acceptable words. And that which was written.
In other words, the preacher looked for acceptable words. And what did he find? He found what was written. What we need to preach today is what is written. Yeah, you got to be, my friend, you got to recognize everything we need. Preachers ought to be preaching this book. Because I come by here to tell you, only the word of God is going to stand. And the devil said, well, since the Lord, I got preachers. Guess what? I'm going to get me some preachers too. Go back. 2 Corinthians 11 and verse number 13. 2 Corinthians 11 and verse number 13. Watch what the Bible says. 2 Corinthians 11, 13.
For such are false prophets.
Such are false apostles. Yes.
Deceitful workers.
Watch this now. He said these apostles are deceitful workers.
Transforming themselves.
They transform themselves
into the apostles of Christ.
You see, if you don't know any better, you would have thought that these apostles were these apostles. Go ahead and read, sir.
And no marvel.
And no marvel.
For Satan himself
is transformed into an angel of light.
Therefore,
it is no great thing
if his ministers,
the devil has preachers. He said, therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers
also be transformed as ministers of righteousness.
You see, the Bible says that's why you got to listen to what people are saying. Amen. Because eternity is hanging in the balance. We said, Brother Powell, he look honest. What does honesty look like anyway? You can't go by how somebody look. You got to go by what he says. And what he says, it has to be what the word of God says.
Amen.
And another thing. The devil got preachers, he got men preachers, and he got women preachers. Oh, since I'm here, might as well. I said he got women preachers. But nowhere God ever ordained a woman to preach. Now, women can do a lot of stuff, but one thing they can't do, they can't preach. Let's look at the Bible. Come on. Don't get scared now, brother. Come on now. We in this thing now. We in here now. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And we're going to start at verse number 34. 1 Corinthians 14, verse number 34. Then I'm going to go to 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 11. Then I'm going to go to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 2. Then I'm going to go to Titus chapter 2 and verse number 15. All right, now don't worry if you can't write that fast. It's downloaded in my mind. I got it tonight. I got it tonight. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse number 34. Listen to the Bible.
Let your women keep silent in the church.
Now you got to be mindful. That has to be rightly divided. It wasn't saying a woman got to come to church and can't say nothing. Because a woman can say amen just like a man.
That's right.
Amen means so be it. It means I agree.
Yeah.
And another thing, and when she comes to church, she has to sing. Ephesians 5:19, the Bible says, speaking to yourself.
Yeah.
When you sing, you speak.
Yeah.
But this speaking, Paul was addressing, and I'm going to get to in just a moment. Paul was helping them understand that when you come together, Paul was trying to get the church in order.
Yeah.
Because you had some wives of the prophet who were speaking out when they assembled together. And Paul said, therefore, read that again, Brother Webb.
Let your women
keep silent
in the churches. For it is not
because it is not permitted
unto them to speak.
Go to 1 Timothy chapter, but to be in silent. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 11. Watch what the Bible says.
Let the woman learn in silence. With all subjection.
Because I suffer not a woman to teach.
Nor can she usurp authority.
A woman cannot usurp. She cannot take authority over the man. Now, I don't know what happens in your house, but in God's house, she cannot usurp. She cannot take the authority over the man. And now Paul is going to explain why. Go ahead and read, sir. Go ahead and read.
But to be in silent. For Adam was formed.
Because Adam was first formed.
Then Eve.
This is God's due order. God's due order was he made the man first. This was God's order. God always wanted the man to be the spokesman. And go ahead and read, sir. Go ahead and read.
And Adam was not deceived.
But the woman being deceived.
Was in the transgression. Notwithstanding. She shall be saved.
She shall be saved.
And shall bear.
In other words, that's her role.
If she stays
within her role, then she can be saved. And so therefore, you got to understand, when a woman tries to preach, she's out of her role. She's out of her role. Well, I said now, woman cannot usurp. She cannot take authority over the man. Now, we got to understand this. When it comes down to preaching, there are three elements of preaching. Whenever a preacher is standing before you, there are three things he's doing. If he's preaching, there are three elements of preaching. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 2. In 2 Timothy 4 and verse number 2, watch what the Bible says.
Preach the word.
He said, preach the word.
Be instant in season. Out of season. Reprove.
Now, either he's reproving.
Rebuke.
He's rebuking.
Exhort.
Or he's exhorting.
With all
when it comes down to preaching, mm-hmm. either you're reproving, rebuking, or exhorting.
Okay.
These are the three elements of preaching.
Yeah.
You reprove, rebuke, exhort. If it's not right, you got to tell them how to get it right. And if it is right, you encourage them, my friend. And so therefore, if it's wrong, you got to stand up against what's wrong. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort. Now, watch this now. Remember now, a woman cannot usurp authority over the man. In order to preach, you got to either reprove, rebuke, or exhort. Three elements of preaching. Titus chapter 2 and verse number 15. In the book of Titus, chapter 2 and verse number 15. Listen to the Bible.
These things speak.
Watch this now. Paul telling Titus, these things speak.
And exhort. And rebuke.
So I know he's talking about preaching. Because he said, these things speak.
And exhort. And rebuke. With all authority.
But you got to do it with all authority. And the reason a woman can't preach, it's because she can't take authority over the man. But in order to preach, you got to preach with all authority. And because she does not have all authority, therefore, she can't preach. She can't preach. She can't preach. I was in a gospel meeting in North Carolina, and I remember this so well. A few years ago, I was in a gospel meeting, and I had preached, and I can't remember what I preached, but I know I didn't preach and say nothing about women preachers that night. But at the end of the night, we opened it up, and we asked the audience, did they have any questions? And there was a woman there, and she claimed she was a woman preacher. And she raised her hand. She said, I got a question. She said, I recognize that in the Church of Christ that you all don't believe in women preachers. And I was like, this is going to be interesting. This is going to be interesting. And so she, the lady said, I want y'all to know. She came to straighten us out. She said, I want y'all to know that on the day of Pentecost, that there were women there. They were there in the upper room, and when the day of Pentecost came, I want you to know that when the Holy Spirit came, that the women received the baptismal measure of the Holy Spirit as well. And so therefore, when the men was preaching, the women was preaching as well. And then she said, thank you. And then she sat down, and after she sat down, the brother was looking at me like he was looking for the brother to dismiss. And I said, oh, no, we're going to be here a while. We ain't going home now. Man, Powell's in town. I'm going to deal with this thing tonight. I said, man, first of all, I stood back up again. I mean, the brothers had closed their Bibles, and they were ready to go home. I said, oh, we ain't going home yet. Oh, no, we got to deal with the Word of God. And I wanted her to know first and foremost, I said, ma'am, I want you to understand this. We appreciate you for coming out tonight. Appreciate you so much for the question. I said, but ma'am, if you don't mind, let me just show you what the Bible actually says. I said, first of all, what you were talking about, let's go back. I mentioned this the other night. Let's go to Exodus chapter 23. I'll tell you exactly what I told her that night. In Exodus chapter 23 and verse number 14, first of all, I said, when you talk about Acts chapter 2, you got to understand the Jews had assembled on Pentecost. Because there were three times God required all Jewish males to go to Jerusalem. The Bible said in Exodus 23, verse number 14, what does the Bible say?
Three times.
Three times.
Thou shalt keep a feast.
Thou shalt keep a feast.
Unto me in a year. Thou shalt keep the feast of unleavened bread.
All right, now he talked about the idea of Pentecost, Passover, Feast of Tabernacles. Drop down to verse number 17. Who was to keep the feast? Go ahead and read.
Three times in the year.
Three times in a year.
All thy males.
All thy who?
Males.
All thy males.
Shall appear before.
First of all, I said, ma'am, when it come down, since you're talking about Acts chapter 2, that's one of the days that God said the males were to go. The males had to go to Jerusalem. And I said, not only that, ma'am, I said, don't mean no harm, but I hear what you're saying. But on the day of Pentecost, a woman could not have been there. If she was, she wasn't even addressed. You can't even find a woman in Acts chapter 2. All right, let's go. Let's see if we can find a woman. Let's see. Go to Acts chapter 2. What are you doing? And I helped her to understand. I said, ma'am, let's see if we can find a woman. Go to verse number 5. Acts chapter 2 and verse number 5. Watch what the Bible says.
And there were dwelling at Jerusalem.
At Jerusalem.
Jews. Devout men.
Devout who?
Men.
Can't find in verse 5. Try verse 6. Maybe she in verse 6. Come on and read.
Now when this was noised abroad.
This was noised abroad.
The multitude came together.
Come on and read.
And were confounded.
Uh-huh.
Because that every man.
They did what? Every who?
Every man.
All right, man. Can't find in verse 6. Try verse 8. Maybe she in verse 8.
And how?
Go ahead and read.
And how hear we every man?
Every man. Can't find in verse 8. Try verse 13. Maybe she hide in verse 13. Go to verse 13.
Others mocking said. These men.
These who?
These men.
Can't find in verse 13. Try verse 14. Go ahead and read.
But Peter. Standing up with the eleven.
Lifted up his voice.
And said unto them.
Ye men. Can't find it there. Try verse 22. Maybe she in verse 22.
Ye men.
Can't find it in 22. Try verse 29. Look at verse 29.
Men and
can't find it there. Try verse number 37. Look at verse number 37.
Now
when they heard this,
they were pricked
to their heart
and said unto Peter
and the rest of the apostles,
men and brethren,
I stopped by to say, you can't even find a woman addressed. on the day of Pentecost. That's how I went through these scriptures. I said, ma'am, do you have any other questions? She said, no. I said, you better not have another question. Yeah, you better not have another question. But I come back here tonight to tell you the Bible is right. I said, the Bible is right. Man can be wrong, but the Bible is right. I know it's right. Ooh, let me hurry. All right, look at what we have. In the way of life, the Lord had prophets. He had apostles. He had ministers. And listen, and the ministers had one teaching. They had a doctrine. They had one teaching. Acts chapter 2 and verse number 42. And Acts chapter 2 and verse number 42. Listen to the Bible.
And they continued steadfastly.
They continued steadfastly.
In the apostles'
doctrine. In the apostles' doctrine. They had one doctrine that they followed. Don't have time, but 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 10. 1 Timothy 1 and verse number 10. Watch what the Bible said. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 10. Listen to the Bible. 1 Timothy 1 and verse number 10.
For warmongers.
Come on, read. Whoremongers.
For them that defile themselves with mankind.
With mankind.
For men stealers.
Man stealers.
For liars.
Liars.
For perjured persons.
Come on.
And if there be any other thing.
If there be any other thing.
That is contrary.
That is contrary.
To sound doctrine.
To sound doctrine. Go to read.
According to the glorious gospel of the blessed
he
God.
He said that sound doctrine is according to the gospel. The doctrine and the gospel are the same. When you preach the gospel, you're preaching the doctrine. And you got to be mindful. Ooh, I wish I had time to stay right here. In regards to the doctrine, 2 John 9, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of God hath not God. But he that abides in the doctrine, he had both the Father and the Son. Now, the devil couldn't stop the Lord from establishing his doctrine. So what he said, guess what? I'm going to get me some doctrines. Now, you watch this now. It's an S on the end. Because the devil has more than one doctrine. Matthew 15 and verse number 8. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 1. Look at Matthew 15 and verse number 8. Watch what the Bible says. Matthew 15 and verse number 8.
This people
draw nigh to me with the mouth
and
honor me with the lips.
But their heart is far from me.
But in vain
they do worship me. Teaching for doctrine.
Don't miss that now. Teaching
for doctrine.
For doctrines. The commandments
of men.
1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 1. The Bible said, now the Spirit
speaketh expressly. That in the latter time. Some shall depart from the faith. Giving heed.
To seducing spirits.
And doctrines. Of devils.
Plural. Doctrines of devils. Because my friend, I come by here to tell you the Lord only has one doctrine. He only has one gospel. And that's why I say, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And so therefore, my friend, look at what we have. Under way of life, the Lord had prophets. The devil said, I'm getting me some. The Lord had apostles. The devil said, I'm getting me some. The Lord has ministers. The devil said, I'm getting me some. The Lord has a doctrine. The devil said, I'm getting me some. And then I got to hasten. The Lord only has one church. I said, the Lord only has one church. And look at what we have today. Just look around. Look around Jamaica and you'll see all of these different religions. Well, my friend, I stopped by to tell you that is not of the Lord. They come from the imagination and the mind of man. Because man has become dissatisfied with the word of God. I want you to know, I said, there is but one church. Yeah, there's only one. I remember this young man came to my office one time because we had baptized his wife and they were a young couple. And he was trying to figure out why she was coming to church so much. And he says, I'm wondering, did y'all brainwash my wife? Because she come home and she's been telling me about this church and the fact that y'all believe that there's only one church. And he said, I got problems with that. And he came to my office, Brother Mitchell, and he was a little hot. He was warm. He just felt we brainwashed his wife. And I told him, you know, I said, come on in my office. I left my door open just in case, you know. He was mad, you know, just in case I had to get out of there. I had me escape route. So, and I sat him down and I sat close to the door just in case. And I told him, I said, young man, I said, do you believe the Bible? And he said, yeah, I believe the Bible, but I don't believe what y'all teach. I said, well, I said, that's okay. I said, let me ask you something. I said, if I show you in the Bible that there's only one church, would you believe it? He thought about it for a moment. He said, if you show me that there's only one church, he said, yeah, I'll believe it. He said, I tell you what I'll do. I said, there are 66 books in the Bible. 39 in the old, 27 in the new. I said, what I'll do. I said, if you're honest, I said, what I'll do, I won't even use all the books. I said, if I can show you there's only one church and just one book, would you believe it? He looked at me and smiled. He says, yeah, I'll believe it, but I don't think you can do it. He said, I don't think you can show me just one church in one book. I said, all right, let's go to the Bible. I said, let's look at the Bible. First of all, in the book of Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10, the Bible said, be strong in the Lord. I want you to see this first and foremost, that the ones he was talking to were in the Lord. I said, look at chapter 5. I'm going to go backwards now. I took him backwards in chapter 5 and verse number 23, where the Bible said that Christ is the Savior of the body. I want you to see this now. The same folk in chapter 6 that were in the Lord were the same folk in chapter 5 who were in the body. And they were in the body that Christ is going to save. I said, look at chapter 4. In chapter 4, verse number 4, the Bible said there is only one body. We got one body, chapter 4. Christ gonna save the body, chapter 5. Everybody's in the body is in the Lord, chapter 6. I said, look at chapter 3. And verse number 6, where the Bible said that the Gentiles might be fellow heirs of the same body. Everybody ought to be in the same body, chapter 3. There's only one body, chapter 4. Christ gonna save the body, chapter 5. Chapter 6, everybody in the body is in the Lord. I said, look at chapter 2 and verse number 16 and verse number 17. The Bible said we are reconciled together in one body. Reconciled in one body, chapter 2. Same body, chapter 3. One body, chapter 4. Christ gonna save the body, chapter 5. Everybody in the body is in the Lord, chapter 6. I said, now look at chapter 1. In chapter 1, verse number 22 and verse number 23, the Bible said that the body is the church. If the body is the church in chapter 1, that means in chapter 2 that we are reconciled to God and one another in the church. In chapter 3, we ought to be in the same church. Chapter 4, there's only one church. Chapter 5, Christ gonna save the church. Chapter 6, everybody in the church is in the Lord. He looked at that, and he looked at it again. And church, I'm telling y'all the gospel truth. Before he left my office, he said, I want to be baptized. I want to be in that one church. And we baptized him the same day. I only need one book. Just one book will do. Because the Bible is right. But my friend, listen, look at what the devil did. The devil said, well, I can't stop him from building his church. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to have so many of them. Revelation 2:9. I'm going to have so many different congregations until folk won't know which one is the right one. Revelation 2 and verse number 9. Listen to the Bible.
I know thy works.
I know your works.
And tribulation.
Your tribulation.
And poverty.
Poverty.
But thou art rich.
You're rich.
And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews.
Watch this now. They say they belong to God, Jews.
And are not.
They are not.
But are the synagogue of Satan.
He said even back then, people were in the synagogue of Satan. They were under the religion of the devil. And my friend, any religion that's not the Church of Christ does not belong to Jesus. What is it, Brother Pounds? It's a congregation of death. And we looked at that. Listen, we don't mean no harm. We love people, but I got to tell you the truth. If Jesus didn't build it, that means man did. And if man built it, then man has to save it. Because Jesus is the Savior of his church. Why be in a religion, my friend, that's man-made? Why be in a religion you can't find in your Bible? You got to make up your mind even tonight. Then I'm going to say yes to Jesus. How do I get in that church, Brother Pounds? How do I get in that church? My friend, that's the question. How does one become a member of the Lord's church? Just like they did on Pentecost. Peter preached to them about Jesus. They heard how Jesus died. He was buried. Got up again the third day. They believed that. Those that believed it, they repented of their sin. After they repented, my friend, you got to be mindful that now they had a new allegiance. Their allegiance now was to Jesus Christ. Confession follows. We saw that last night, Acts 8:37. And then they were baptized. And the Bible says that they that gladly received the word, they were baptized. And the same day, added unto them about 3,000 souls. Now, the devil will tell you all types of things. He'll tell you, no, you don't need to be baptized. Only thing you need to do is just have faith. You don't need to be baptized. Just say the sinner's prayer. You don't need to be baptized. Only thing you got to do is just follow the Ten Commandments. You don't need to be baptized. Just live a good moral life. But my friend, be mindful, that's the way of death. You ought to come on the Lord's side tonight. You ought to be in the church you can find in the Bible. To give us his word, God has gone through all of this to give us his word. I didn't have time. One more thing I wish I would have showed you. You know, because even the worship, I didn't have time to deal with that. But even the worship, you know, the devil has a worship too. And just because you go to church, my friend, doesn't guarantee you're worshiping, doing what God told you to do. 1 Corinthians 10:16. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 16. Watch what the Bible says. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 16. Go to read.
The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break.
The bread that we break.
Is it not the communion of the body of Christ?
The Bible says, in the Lord's way, that we have communion. How do we take communion and worship? According to the commands of God. But drop down to verse number 21. It says the Lord had a table. The devil said, guess what? I'm going to get me a table too. Come on to read.
Ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord.
You can't drink the cup of the Lord.
And the cup of the devil.
And the cup of the devil.
Ye cannot be partakers.
Come on, read.
Of the Lord's table.
Of the Lord's table.
And of the table of devils.
You see what the devil does? He'll make you think. Because you got folk, they take communion. And some take it monthly. Some take it quarterly. Some take it yearly. Some take it neverly. So you got people. And the devil will try to fool you to make you think that you're over here when the devil knows you're over here. Remember this now. This way is wide. The gate is wide. The way is broad. It leads to destruction. No need to say, I'm just going to run on to see what the end's going to be. You know what the end's going to be. It's destruction. You're in a church you can't find in the Bible. It leads to destruction. But if you will come over here and say yes to Jesus, how in the world can anybody say no to Jesus? I'm talking about Jesus. A, the Alpha and Omega. Jesus, B, the bread of life. C, the conquering Christ. Jesus, the door to the sheepfold, E, everlasting life. F, he's a friend that's sticking closer than a brother. G, he's our guide and our guest. H, our heavenly highway. I, he's Emmanuel. J, he's my joy that come in the morning. K, he's King of kings. L, he's Lord of lords. M, he's my master and mediator. N, there's nobody like him. O, he's omnipotent. O, he's omniscient. O, he's omnipresent. P, Prince of peace. Q, quick and powerful. R, he's my righteous redeemer. S, he's my savior. T, he is the truth. U, umbrella of my protection. V, he's my visa. Not like the one in your pocket or your purse. He won't charge no interest, but he'll drop the charges. W, he my watchman and watches over me while I sleep. X, he my x-ray. When people dig ditches, he'll lead me safely around. Y, he my yesterday, today, and forever. Z, he my zeal that keep me going. How can you say no to Jesus? How can you say no to Jesus? Listen, my friend, I can talk all night about the way of life, the way of death. And I can try to convince you that you need to come over to the way of life. Because, listen, my friend, it's blessings over here. The Bible says it leads to life. It's cursing over here. It leads to death. I could talk to you all night long. But I think it would be best, as I conclude this message, let me allow God to tell you what you ought to do. Let me, if you don't mind, let's let God tell the sinner man tonight, those who are not a member of the Lord's church, those who are not in the way of life, let me allow the Lord to tell you what you ought to do tonight. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, and verse number 19. In Deuteronomy, chapter 30, and verse number 19. Listen to what the Word of God says.
I call heaven.
Watch this now.
And earth.
I call heaven and earth.
To record this day against you.
To witness against you this day.
That I have set before you life.
Watch this now. That's what I tried to do tonight. I set before you life
and death.
And I set before you death.